Most of the Hunter Ed course is done online, but earning the certificate requires time doing practical applications, says area wildlife biologist Neil Barton.
We spend a few hours in the office talking about what Hunter Ed's all about. We go through different types of firearms and how to handle them, how to load them and unload them. And then we'll go out to the rifle range and actually do a proficiency test where they have to shoot at a target and hit a certain number within a 2-inch circle to qualify.
There are other exercises at the range, too, like some shoot-no-shoot tests that help work in some wildlife conservation knowledge alongside the safety and marksmanship.
The end result of the hunter education class, aside from a lot of knowledge you gain on the various subjects associated with wildlife management, that kind of thing, is really about firearm safety and handling, and it really drills into your head. You know, kind of it becomes almost muscle memory by the end of the class on how to handle firearms, how to pass them to somebody else safely, and that kind of thing, which I think is really good.
Hunter education participants tend to be younger, but it is open to anybody, and Barton says for good reason. A Hunter Ed certificate is required to hunt on a lot of public lands in the lower 48 and in other parts of Alaska, too.
As soon as you get onto the road system, you know, around Anchorage, some of the military lands, Fairbanks area, I think, if you do that pipeline corridor, if you're going to hunt with archery, you have to have a certificate to do that. So there's a number of places that you would have to have a certificate to hunt, but out here right now there is not one, but you know, someday that may come to pass as well.
Barton says right now about 10 people are signed up for the upcoming October course, though he can accommodate a total of 24.
Even though this course is coming up very quick, we can throw together other courses between the fall and next spring and really try to get back on track with, you know, maybe 2 or 3 times a year where we can offer courses and keep people up to speed on hunter education.
The Hunter Ed online portion takes about 4 to 6 hours to complete and costs $15 once it's done. Again, the field day portion is required, and the Fish and Game Office in Dillingham still has vacancies for the October 3rd offering. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.